Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner Leonard, pleasure to have you on again, as it always is. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, happy to be with you. Thank you.
And, you know, it's always fun catching up with you after a commission meeting because it's one of the fun things about government. You never know what you're going to get. There's so many different things that are going to stick out to you. And I think one of the ones that's going to stick out to a lot of people is the donation you guys made to the Castle Country Classic Livestock Show yesterday.
Yes, that's a really cool event that gets our Carbon and Emory County kids with their animals to a livestock show. So we were able to give a donation to that to support them as they have that event this summer. But it's just good for our youth to learn work ethic, to raise animals. It just creates hard workers and good people. So excited about that one.
Yeah, it was really fun seeing the kids get involved in the commission meeting. I mean, you had a bunch of kids varying ages, and I think, if I remember right, you had a fifth-generation goat herder, if I recall right.
Yes, yeah, so they've been trained well, and yeah, it sounds like fifth generation, and so it runs in the blood, and we want to keep that going, and it supports our heritage and where we live. So yeah, it was great to see the kids excited about livestock.
Yeah, it's one of those ones where you think Emory County, you think the Castle Country area as a whole, you're going to be thinking at least a little bit about some stock shows because they're such a big part of the community. It brings everyone together. And that kind of brings us into the departmental shout-out we talked about. We're going to be talking about Four Corners Community Behavioral Health.
Yeah, they were giving us an annual report. We had a public hearing. They had someone come up to the podium and talk about how Four Corners has helped them. And so Four Corners is just a great partner for substance use, mental health issues. And, you know, life's not easy. Life's tough. And we want to have the resources for our community to know that they can go somewhere and support Four Corners. They have a great board that helps manage the area. So, yeah, just excited and wanted to give them a shout out and have them be the spotlight of the week. So,
and then it was fun too there seeing people come up and kind of give a testimonial about how Four Corners has helped their lives because they really do so much for our community. So I think it's very fitting that we give them the shout out today. And then we were talking a little beforehand. I didn't think there was going to be a lot of events, but you started listing them off, and I was kind of blown away how much is actually going on in Emory County right now. I think a good place to start off would be the Cornhole League that's going on.
Yeah, so there's a Cornhole League that started up, and that's every Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m., and it's for all ages, and it's $5 a player each week. They play different games, and if you love cornhole, come on out. It's at the rec center every Sunday at 2 o'clock if you want to. Even if you're a beginner or if, you know, you're pretty good at cornhole, I think it's a fun to come to and meet the people that love cornhole. So yeah, that's a good one.
It is a fun little league. I swung by once, and it's really packed. So if you're looking to get into cornhole or you just already enjoy it, I think it's definitely worth checking out. And then another thing coming up is you guys have junior entrepreneurs starting back up again.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last time we visited. Our junior entrepreneurship program, it allows the youth that participate to have, you know, their business shown at the county fair, different events in the county. So please, if you're youth are interested in entrepreneurship, and the lessons that are learned there are lifelong. So it's an educational academy. We'd love to have your kids at our junior entrepreneurship program, Bright Ideas. And so you can go to the Business Chamber, Emory County Business Chamber, on the website and sign your youth up for that. So definitely want to give a shout out to them as well. And make sure your youth are getting involved with entrepreneurship.
And then talking about the Business Chamber, that leads perfectly right into the next event I want to cover, and that's the Beat the Winter Blues Festival coming up this weekend. That's one that I know a lot of people in Emory County are looking forward to.
Yeah, that's a fun event. You know, there's a lot of things going on during the summer. This is kind of yeah, sometimes we get the winter blues, and this is a nice event with crafts and food and just to mingle together to say, hey, the winter's tough, it's cold, and let's get together and enjoy each other's company and allow our entrepreneurs to sell their goods. And so, yeah, that's January 24th and 25th, Beat the Winter Blues Festival. You can also go on the Business Chamber website to get more information on that.
And I think the last little event I wanted to talk about was yesterday for the Safety Minute presentation. The pool announced that swimming lessons are going to start up again soon. They're having signups open pretty quickly here.
Yeah, we're excited to have a swimming pool here in Emory County. It's fantastic up there. But yeah, teaching the kids to swim, all ages, you know, teaching them how to swim. So, yeah, swimming lessons. If you're interested, please reach out to the swimming pool to get signed up for swimming lessons.
Well, Commissioner Leonard, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just we're focusing on events and bringing people into our community and wanting them to support our businesses while they're here. And so we appreciate you coming here and supporting our activities, events, and our community. So, yeah, that's all I have. Thanks, Aiden.
Thank you, Commissioner Leonard. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were talking about what's going on over in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can visit the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.